Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shivan.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om. Om Sahana Bhavatu. Sahano Bhunaktu. Saha Viryankaravavahai. Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Evam Vijnatra Purusha Abhimukeshu Adarsha Udakadishu Swachheshu Chakshusham. In your, to your left, the last paragraph to your left. Evam vijnatra purusha abhimukeshu adarshodakadishu svachheshu chakshusham tejo lagnam api baliyasa sauryena tejasa pratisrotaha pravartitam mukha sanyuktam mukham grahayat doshavasha tad deshatam anabhimuktam cha mukhasya agrahayat purvadrishta abhimukha adarshodaka deshatam abhimukhyam cha mukhasya aropeti iti pratibimbha brahme api lakshito bhavati. So yesterday he discussed the taste of the seeing, the error in seeing the shankha, the conch as yellow because of jaundice etc. This reason he explained. Now after that he said again, the though everything is fine, everything is fine, but the image you see in the small mirror or in the water which is not stagnant there with waves, you see the face etc. to be floating in waves, or the only the face portion in the mirror, though only that portion you see, you understand that it has a body, this face, this is the contour of this face in which is seen in the wave etc. This you understand because of the knowledge which you have from the prior full view, proper view of that image. Etena dvichandra bingmoha alata chakra gandharva nagara vamshoragadi vibhrameshu api yatha sambhavam lakshanam yojaneem. So in the same way you have to see the dvichandra, the two moons. When you see, when you have cataract, you start seeing two moons, or when you start seeing it through a lens of the camera, you start seeing two moons. Or dingmoha, you are confused when you are in a forest, deep forest, you are confused which side I need to go. Or not even in forest, when you go to Kashi, you will be confused. You will not understand which side I am going. You will be coming and going into in the same lane without knowing that you are in the same lane. And or alata chakra, the wand which you used to with wand with fire, or the fire which is tied to some stick or even your rope. So that when you rotate, it will create a form of circle. Gandharva nagara, the space, the images which you see in the cloud, like it is a big palace etc., those kind of things. Or vamsha uragadi, this in the stick or in the rope which the snake you see, like them. So they also you have to understand to be adhyasa, which is because of the wrong conclusion, wrong idea, the superimposition. Yatuduktam bhavate, this is what is said here. This is what is the essence of whatever is discussed up till here. Na prakashamanatam tada na prakashamanatavatram sattvam yena dehendriyadehe prakashamanataya sadbhavo bhavet. So the essence is this. See, previously this opponent, he said, see, you mean to say whatever is superimposed. See, this discussion started with satyan rute mithuni krutya, the mithuna, the confluence, the combination of satya and anruta, the truth and otherwise. Now he tries to prove this is wrong. There is no otherwise. The body exists. How do you know? whatever exists is seen. Since I see the body, it exists. He concludes by saying, since I see body, it exists. So that is what he says. Na prakashamanata matram sattvam. Don't say existence is not just seeing it. Yena dehendriya dehe prakashamanata ya sadbhav bhavet. Because of just this reason, you cannot say the body etc. They are seen. They are illumined. Therefore, they have existence. You cannot say this. This is wrong idea. Why? Nahi sarpadi bhavi naradvayova spatikadayova raktadi guna yogino na pratibhasante pratibhasamanava bhavanti tad atmanaha tad dharmanova. Nahi sarpadi bhavi naradvayova spatikadayova raktadi guna yogino na pratibhasante. If you say, if it accept whatever has existence, whatever is seen, it has existence, then you cannot say this, if that is what it is, whatever seen has existence, this rope, the snake which you see on the rope, should not be seen as that, seen like that, meaning it is dismissed later, and you say, no, no, it is superimposition kind of, so that, or this is dharmi dharmi adhyasa, one dharmi on another dharmi. One object on another object. This is that kind of superimposition. The second kind of superimposition, the attribute of one dharmi object in another. Like this patika, the crystal on which you superimpose the redness. So, na pratibhasante, this will not be illumined. And, therefore, pratibhasamanava bhavanti tad atmanaha tad dharmanova. And it is seen, therefore it should exist. You have to accept its existence since it is seen because of your logic. Tatha sati. Okay, I accept its existence. If you say, fine. Tatha sati, then you have to accept. Marushu marichi marichi chayam marichi chayam uchavacham uchalat tunga taranga bhanga maleyam abhyarnam avatirna mandakiniti abhisansaya pravartaha tad toyam apiya pipasam upashamayet. Very beautiful. Tathasati. Then, see, if you say, whatever you say, you see the snake. Since you see the snake on this rope and you see, you accept its existence. Since it is seen, you accept its existence. If you start accepting the existence just because it is seen, then the arthakriya karita, whatever the object, it should have to perform its task. Like in this object, in this snake, in this rope, you see snake. It should have to, when you touch it, it should have to bite you. Or do whatever a snake does. Okay, forget it. I am not going to discuss about that. I will bring you another example. What example? Marushu in a mirage. In a place where there is abundance of sand. So, there in this kind of a desert area, Marichi chayam uchavacham uchalat. Marichi chayam. This water, which you say the mirage water, it is seen as though there is a wave of it. The wave is seen of mirage water. And tunga uchalat tunga taranga bhanga maleyam. And the waves are beautiful. It is rising, it is reducing. According to the sun, it is moving. You see the movement in beautiful way, like a wave of Ganga. Now, abhyarnavam avatirna. This one fellow sees with this kind of this this fellow, he sees this waves and he decides, Mandakini iti avatirna abhisandhaya. This fellow who sees this, he decides, this is Mandakini. This is definitely Mandakini, Gangaji. He understands it to be Ganga. And pravurtaha tat abhisandhaya pravurtaha tat, to gain that he goes towards it. And tad toyam apiya pipasam upashamyet, and going near it he should have to drink the water and appease his hunger. He should have to quench his hunger, the thirst, by drinking the water. Now that does not happen. Tasmat akamena api aropitasya prakashamanasya api navastu sattvam abhyavakamaniyam. Tasmat akamena api, therefore you can never, even without desire, see here he at least has desire to drink water, even without desire of anything, you cannot aropitasya prakashamanasyapi, that which is superimposed, though that is seen, that is illumined, navastu sattvam abhyagamaniyam, you should never accept the existence, real existence of it. Nacha marichi rupena salilam avastu sat swarupena tu paramarsadeva dehendriyadayastu swarupena api asantaha iti anubhava agocharatvat kaham aropyante iti sampratam. So you should not ask like this, but there is a difference. There is a difference in that and this. What? The mirage water which you see in nature, the mirage water, he says marichi rupena salilam avastu. In the mirage level, mirage water, so in the mirage level it doesn't have existence. But as water, it has existence. At least, as water, it has existence. Swarupena tu, as water, it has existence. Or in mirage level, it is existing. Therefore, paramartha sadaiva, that's true. You have to accept it as true. Dehandrayadastu, swarupena api asantaha. But the body, mind, etc., even in the nature, in the existence, it doesn't have. In the nature, it doesn't have an existence. Therefore, iti anubhava gocharatvad, since it is not experienced like the other. Therefore, katam aropyante iti sampratam. Therefore, how do you superimpose this kind of question which we asked before is proper. Yataha yadi asantaha na anubhava gocharaha katam tadhi maricyadina masatam toyam toyataya anubhava gocharattam. Yataha yadi, since it is like this, yadi if asantaha na anubhava gocharaha, that which does not have, that which does not exist, is not seen, then katam tarhi marichyadina masatam, then if it does not exist, it will not be seen. Then how does this mirage water which does not have an existence, toyata anubhava gocharatva appannam, how does it gain the status of being experienced? I see water, but you say it doesn't have existence. Nacha swarupasatvena toyam toyatmanapi santo bhavanti. So nacha swarupasatvena toyatmanapi, so you have to understand swarupasatvena api, even in the nature toyatmana, as water, it doesn't have existence. Na santo bhavanti yadi uchyeta na bhavana bhava tanya kaschit asti apitu. So this is what finally I'll come to. this is generally accepted by Pravhakara, etc. The Mimamsakas, they accept this. What is abhava? Absence. There are some people who don't accept, even in Vedanta, there are some people who don't understand this. Therefore, they don't accept abhava, the absence, the pramana of absence. Whereas, we accept all the six pramanas. We accept according to the Bhata Mimamsa. So in the Prabhakara Mimamsa etc., the other school of thought in Mimamsa, they don't accept Abhava. So what they say is Yedi Uchyate, and they, because of this, they say there is nothing which is false. Nadyas Tire Panchafalani Santi, they will give this example. Nadyas Tire Panchafalani Santi, there are five fruits in the riverbed. You go and see, there are no fruits. So he'll say, no, when I said Nadyas Tire Panchafalani Santi, when I said there are five fruits in the riverbed, did it give you knowledge or not? Since it has given you knowledge, at that point of time it is true, it doesn't exist, that is different. This kind of logic they will give. Now, because they don't accept the absence. Now, he is here, you say, katam tarhi, yadi uchyete na abhavo nama. If you say, ipura opponents, if you say, na abhavo nama bhava danya, abhava, there is nothing called abhava other than the bhava. There is nothing called absence other than the presence, existence. Kaschid asti, you cannot prove it. There can be nothing which can be expressed, said as absence, which is different from the presence, existence, which can be proved. Therefore, apitu, then what is that abhava which I see? I see absence of pot in this table. How do I see this? How do I experience this? Apitu, but the absence means, I'll explain what absence is. Bhava eva bhavantra atmana abhavaha sarupena tu bhavaha. The existence itself in another form is seen as a non-existence. But in reality it is existence itself. Existence itself is seen in another form to be non-existent. Like water. Like this table. What is there? You say absence of pot. Absence of pot is there in this table. Now on this table absence of pot you say. But what do you see? You don't see the absence of this pot. You see the table. Your eye meets the table, and when I ask, is there pot? You say no. Then what does that mean? The whatever is not that which does not have the tableness. Whatever that is, that which does not have tableness, that absence, etc., you will see here. Pot means that which does not have clothness. Cloth means that which does not have partness, etc. So like this, the presence, existence itself in different form is seen as a non-existent. But in reality, you have pot, you have cloth. In that you superimpose this absence. So this is the idea. In reality, there is only existence and there is no non-existent. So he says, yata ahuhu. This is the pramana from Shloka Vartika. He says, bhavantaram abhavohi kaya chuttupyapekshati. Kumaral Bhatta himself says in this Shloka Vartika, this is present, is taken in one place in Brahmanika Upanishad also, Aspuru Paksha. Bhavantaram abhavohi kaya chuttupyapekshati vyapekshayeti. So, bhavantaram abhavo vyapekshaya iti. Bhavantaram abhavo hi kayachittu vipekshaya. So bhavantaram, the abhava means the bhava existent in different form. That is what is abhava. Tatascha bhavatmana upakhyetaya asya yujyeta anubhava gocharata prapanchasya punar atyanta satah nirasta samasta samarthyasya nistatvasya kuto anubhava vishaya bhavah kuto va chidatma aropah. So he says, atah, therefore bhavatmana, tatasya, therefore bhavatmana upakhyetaya, since it is referred to as bhava, that which has existence, Asya yujyeta anubhava gocharta. For this, in nature it is existent. That which is existent in nature, that will definitely come for your experience as an object of experience. Therefore, what we explained is right. But the prapancha, the body, sense organ, etc., punar atyanta asat. They are asat, totally non-existent in your system of philosophy. Therefore, nirastha samastha samarthyasya, there is no samarthya, there is no possibility in this body, sense organ, etc., jagat. To nishtatvasya, since it does not have any substance, existence, to shine. Kuto anubhav vishya bhava. Therefore, how can it be object of experience? Body, sense organ, etc., be object of experience, because it does not have any substance in it. Not just that. Kutova chidatmani aropaha. How can you superimpose on the chidatma, on the self? So, that which does not exist, you cannot superimpose on anything. Therefore, superimposition of this non-existence on something, or this superimposition, this non-existent being an object of experience, can never be true. Nacha vishayasya samastha samarthyasya virahe api jnanam eva tattadrisham tadu tadrisham svapratyaya samarthya asadita adrishtan svapratyaya samarthya asadita adrishtanta siddha svabhavam bhedam upajatam asatah prakashamanam tasmat asat prakashana shaktireva avidyeti sampratam. Therefore, you cannot accept like this also. Why? How? Nacha vishayasya samastha samarthyasya virahe api. Though the object is the Buddhist are brought into picture. Though the objects samastha samarthyasya virahe api, they don't have any attribute, any power in them to present them as existence. Therefore, virahe api, though they don't have any power in them, jnanameva tat tadrisham svapratyaya samarthya asadita. Jnanameva, the knowledge itself gives it a reality. Though there is no reality externally, the knowledge, it gives it a reality, and because of that reality, that borrowed existence, borrowed existence, adrishtanta siddha svabhava bhedam upajatam asatah. Adrishtanta, that which is not previously seen, there is nowhere which is, this kind of thing is experienced, that which does not have existence is experienced. Nowhere it happens. Adrishtanta, it cannot be explained. That kind of state, siddha svabhava bhedam upajatam, it gains a state of existence. Asataha, of this asat, it gains that kind of state of existence. Prakashanam tasmat, so it starts illumining itself. Therefore, tasmat asat prakashana shakti reva avidyeti sampratam. Therefore, this illumination of absence is what is avidya. Gaining the knowledge of absence, non-existent, to be existent is called as avidya. This is what the Buddhists say. Yataha ya iyam asat prakashana shaktihi vijnanasya kim punarasya shaktihi shakyam asat iti chet. Okay, then yataha, since he'll ask, yataha therefore ya iyam asat prakashana shaktihi, then we'll ask ya iyam avidya prakashana shakti, whatever this absence, prakashana shakti, that which illumines, whatever is that power that which illumines this absence, that vijnanasya kim punaha asya shakyam. For this vijnanasya, this vijnana which illumines the absence, kim punaha asya shakyam, what is there it can do? Asad iti chet. If you say it is just asat, whatever is this jnana janya vishayata, for that what is the cause, what is that it brings in? Asat iti chet. Then he says kim yetad karyam ahusvitasya jnapyam. You have to explain this asat, that which is illumined by this knowledge, is it the karya, is it its effect, or is it its pointer? What is this? That which is illumined by this intellect, that absence, is it its product or is it its pointer to the knowledge? Natavat karyam asatah tattva anuvatehe. You cannot say it to the effect. The illumination of, the illumining of the absence cannot be accepted to be the effect of the intellect, the knowledge. Why? There is no substance in it. So, it cannot be accepted to be karya. Effect means it has to be having some substance. This doesn't have a substance, therefore it cannot be accepted as karya. Fine. Jnapya then. Then, napi jnapyam, it cannot be also understood as the knowledge of the knowledge. How? The pointer to the knowledge means knowledge of the knowledge. How? Because jnanantara anupalabdhehe, there is no other knowledge other than this. The knowledge of the knowledge, if you say the knowledge of the knowledge, to understand that knowledge you have to accept another, then there is a regress ad infinitum. Therefore, anavastha apatacha, that is what he says. You will go to, you will, if you accept, start accepting a knowledge for the previous knowledge, knowledge of the previous knowledge, then there will be no end to it. Therefore, vijnana swarupam eva asataha prakasha iti chet. Then you have to accept. No, we didn't say it to be in both of, both ways, whatever you said. Not jnapyam, not even karyam. Then what? It is its nature. Vijnana swarupam eva asataha prakasha iti. The nature of vijnana, the knowledge, is to illumine this asat. So we are not accepting it as karya of the vijnana, nor to be understood by a pointer to that vijnana. No, it is its nature, meaning I understand myself through myself. Logical. The intellect gives the asat existence, is its nature. Svabhava, this is what we call svabhavada. So he says, by nature, vijnana illumines the absence. If I accept, then kapuna esha sadasato sambandha, then I will ask, what is this relationship between the existence and non-existence? Asat is non-existence and knowledge is existence. So, what is this relationship between the non-existent existence you are accepting? Asad adhina nirupanattvam sato jnanasya asata sambandha iti chet. Then, this relationship he says, asat adhina nirupanattvam. Asat adhina nirupanattvam sataha jnanasya asata. Jnanasya asata sambandha. The relationship between the jnana with the asat is this. This asat, this non-existent, is under the control of the knowledge existent to illumine. That is the only relationship. It is this non-existence is under the control of knowledge to get illumined. Therefore, he says, iti ched, if you accept like that, then aho aho vaya ato aho bata ayam ati nirvrittaha pratyaya tapasvi yasya asatyapi nirupanam ayatate nacha pratyas tantradhatte kinchit. Aho bata ayam ati nirvrittaha. This fellow should be very great. See, tell me, this fellow should be really great. because pratyaya tapasvi, he is pratyaya tapasvi. Just by imagination he is able to produce the absent thing, magical. This fellow should be really a siddha, because yasya asatyapi nirupanamayatate, just by thinking about something he is able to give it reality. Therefore this should be really a siddha, a person who is accomplished.